This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And Morton's not going to walk him here. Ellie De La Cruz with his second home run of the series. Fraley, right field, a little floater for a base hit. It's going to bring in Hayes. Lux right behind him, and Steer gets to third. It's a two-run single and a 4-1 Cincinnati lead with still nobody out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with Charlie for 5 starts, so... You know, he's got a track record of having a really good career, and you know, right now it's he's having a tough time. The command's not, you know, he walked a bunch today again, and just had a tough time getting through. I mean, a day we really desperately needed some innings. That was a challenge.
So you're the low lights, and then you heard Brandon Hyde talking about Charlie Morton, and Charlie Morton after the game Saturday. Brandon Hyde said, we need some innings out of you, Charlie Morton. And Charlie Morton gave you 7 outs and 7 earned runs and walked 4. And the ERA, which we thought couldn't go much higher, Jason, when it was over 8, is now almost 11. He is 0-5 with a 10.89 ERA. And I don't know how much longer you can go with this guy every fifth day. It's embarrassing. It will an Easter to remember for O's fans. That's for damn sure. As the Orioles lose 24-2 yesterday at home,
they play a shameful brand of baseball. They send a shameful product out there 3 to 4 days a week. It's not opinion. It's reality. It's been tipping in a precipitously dangerous direction since early to mid June last year. There have been no course corrections by the powers that be in the front office, whether in how they handle a team, how they address a team, their bedside manner, their lack of awareness, the human side of it, the numbers side of it, the spending real money side of it, the managing the owner side of it. And it's been a disaster. It's not surprising to me. They don't put a premium on baseball IQ. They don't put a premium on holistically well-rounded baseball players. They don't put a premium on scouting. So much that is garbage baseball falls through the cracks because a guy can really hit this type of lefty. Or, ooh, we love what he does against this pitch. Or we think we're smarter than the rest of the league here. You're not smarter than anybody. You're no good at your job at the major league level as a front office. And you haven't been for years, plural, since you started botching the trade deadline 2 years ago. Ken, it's a hate watch.
Yeah.
It's a hate watch.
That's how I described to somebody
even
yesterday.
When they win, like Friday night, I still can't get over to Major League Baseball game seeing two guys picked off the bases within 2 innings of each other. Like, it's just... And if you cannot watch this like we watch this and think this is a coinkydink or a quirk. Like... They're too young for their own good. They're more naive than ever. They have less reinforcements than ever. It's pathetic. When Austin Wins comes in here with a spur up his backside and outplays your whole team, That's pathetic. When Austin Hayes does the same thing, that's pathetic. When Toronto's closer, who's never even threw a pitch for you, but is so pissed off at the way you handled his negotiation, comes in here with more piss and vinegar and venom in your ballpark than your whole team can muster, and Santander's got the same smirk on his face as he assassinates you, that's a problem. The pitching is a joke. We told you it was going to be a joke. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put a staff together. He has no clue how to reinforce a team for 162 games. People get fired for this in the real world. People get fired. I don't think this owner is awake yet. I don't think he understands just how bad and dire it is. But that game wasn't a one-off.
No, the thing that's so, and we're going to do a six pack later about the unserious nature of how they do business. But I can go on my soapbox about bringing in a legit everyday player with some pedigree to get these guys in line. But the starting rotation that they put together this offseason is frankly embarrassing. And we tried to tell you that it wasn't going to be good. And frankly, it's been worse. Like Charlie Morton's 41 years old. Tomoyuki Sugano, maybe he's okay, but he's never pitched in the major leagues. Like, Dean Kramer's a mid guy. I like Zach Eflin. Zach Eflin's hurt. Injuries happen. Injuries are happening all over baseball. What did you do to mitigate for those injuries? Zero. You did zero. Kyle Gibson, is he the guy that's going to save the day?
I watched him at Aberdeen yesterday. I'll tell you about it later.
Brandon Young did not look ready for this on Saturday. Cade Povich does not look like a finished product. This is disgusting. And like, when you spend no money on your rotation and you have no pitching prospects, this is what you get.
And you put no premium on defense. You think you can move anybody anywhere, sure, whenever you want, and you'll be okay. You can't have a staff this atrocious at getting swing and miss. It's the worst swing and miss staff in baseball. You can't couple that with horse bleep defense.
Yeah.
A couple of DHs in right field. A second baseman who still doesn't know what the hell he's doing because you never really played him there in the minors more than 40 games. You keep telling me Ramon won a gold glove 3 years ago. I mean...
He makes some nice plays.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to. I'm not supposed to be seeing this much Ramon.
Yeah. No, I hear you. What's frustrating for me, and it shows you the level of frustrations. Like, my father called me yesterday. He goes, Ryan O'Hearn should never be in right field. I go, I don't disagree, but that's like way down the list of things that are upsetting me about this baseball team. Saturday, you saw a kid who wasn't ready for this, who gave up 7 straight base runners. And then Sunday, you saw a guy, Jason, on the complete other end of the spectrum, who is so done it's not funny and can't get anybody out.
If you don't believe me that I've known better about that ship of fools forever, just trust your lying eyes. The great Bill Belichick has messed plenty of things up in his career. But you know what he was really good at? When I realize I missed the mark, I nip that in the bud and I do whatever it takes to try to start winning again. If they send Charlie Morton out there again in 4 days, it will be the absolute confirmation of all their inherent biases, which are, we're smarter than you, we know more than you, we want to be right. We don't want to do whatever it takes to put together 9 innings to score one more run than the other team. We want to do it on our terms with our guys. And we gave them that much money. So guess what? You pay your good money and keep watching that slop. If that's what they shove down your throats, and I think they will, again, take it for what it's worth. It's not professional grade. It's beneath you. It's beneath the Oriole way. And this is why I told you I'm spending no money on this product as long as these people are in charge, because it is hopeless.
Well, it's direct to consumer now, Jason. We can get the games with an app now, finally.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
There's that. And you got bobbleheads and hockey jerseys this weekend. So there's that.
Well, you know what there also is now that you mention that? Because if you want to talk about, and we've been ahead of this curve, like pretty much everything else about this team, and how they're not ready for prime time, and how they are too young and a little too naive, and they're built to maybe win in May, but not win in October. Since 2023, when there are 30,000 people or more at Camden Yards, they are 28-30, including the playoffs. Their winning percentage with 30,000 people or more in the stands since the start of 2023 in the regular season, 28-26, is 19th in baseball. Because it kind of watching them anecdotally, it's like, man, when that place is packed, except for the odd opening day, they really pee down their legs. Like, this team doesn't know how to handle expectations, and you can chart it. They were playing above their heads. We'll go back to that clip after I got back from Yankee Stadium last year. We're going to find that clip and play it this week. They were playing so far over their heads from opening day until that series in the Bronx last year when they scored 17 runs and ran Hill out of there and Povich pitched out of jams and Austin Hayes is hitting home runs. That wasn't the real them. The real them was going to show when people started judging them by that standard. And since that point, from the GM on down, they all have failed miserably, and they're not going to clean up their own mess. They don't know how to. The kids in that clubhouse don't know how to. This manager isn't empowered enough to do so. The closest thing they had to a bad cop, Freddie Gonzalez, got ran out of the building. Like, it is kindergarten. And it shows they don't know what base to throw to. They don't know when to hit the cutoff man. They don't know when to slide. They don't know how big of a lead to take. And they don't know how to show up to play nine innings of baseball 5 or 6 days a week. It's shameful. People should be fired.
Big Monday show. No bone today. But we will get all over the Orioles and the Ravens. It is draft week. Obviously, the NFL draft starts on Thursday. Guest-wise, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, what does he think of the Orioles as they sit here 9-12 with a day off today? Covers the Ocean with the Baltimore Sun, joins at 3. Jonas Schaefer, it's draft week. What does he think the Ravens are going to do in the first round? He covers them for the Baltimore Battery. He joins us at 4. What about the rest of the AFC North? Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS. We'll get her thoughts. What are the Steelers going to do for a quarterback? We'll ask her at 4:30. And our own Cordell Woodland, he was out there this weekend. What was it like watching that firsthand? He'll join us at 5.
Yeah. Plenty to get to here between the two birds in town, the O's and the Ravens. Talked to a bunch of general managers, some head coaches over the weekend, starting to gather more and more intel about this draft. We'll impart some of that to you. I have some ideas about the Steelers that you probably haven't heard elsewhere. As I said, I was at Aberdeen yesterday. I watched Kyle Gibson pitch. I will have a full report on what I saw and what it means for the Baltimore Orioles.
Got to be better than Charlie Morton, I would say that.
Absolutely.
That's a low bar to clear. Hey, coming up next, all the young dudes and these young dudes, their approach on Friday and what the hell, their struggles against left-handed pitching continue over the weekend. That's next here on The Fan.